Proclamation number 5188 of 13th of August, 1951. Reincarnation. Heresy. Childhood of God. You will always distance yourselves from the truth as soon as you loosen the bond with me and only think with your worldly mind, which cannot recognize the spiritual truth. For the intellect always wants to give itself an explanation as it corresponds to its wishes and calculations, but the truth does not always agree with it. Although the human being's thoughts should not be switched off, he should always let the spirit within himself take precedence in spiritual questions. Thus first let himself be bestowed by me through his spirit in order to then mentally utilize the gifts. I always want to give you a bright light, but you yourselves must not put a wall in front of it through which the light can no longer penetrate. And you erect a wall yourselves as soon as you become mentally active in a direction which suits you. You humans want to live on Earth and mostly don't want to give up earthly life. And therefore your thoughts go such ways, and your dream is a multiple life, because according to divine natural law you cannot prolong it yourselves. From this field of vision your thoughts now seek the ways to fulfill this wish, and the ray embodiment teaching is welcome to you, and you assess it as truth, although it only contains a partial truth. The ray embodiment, as you imagine it because you so desire it, would be, so to speak, the repetition of a stage of development, because the human being failed on earth or did not attain the full maturity which he can very well attain. But it must be understandable to you humans that this would only mean a constant change of residence for the soul, which would therefore inhabit the earthly kingdom and the spiritual kingdom at will. And it would be like a stagnation in a cycle of eternity, an up and over persistence on the same level, or, as long as free will is not switched off, it could also be a descent for the soul, because free will is always given to a person, according to which he can develop upwards or downwards. Furthermore, it must be clear to you that all celestial bodies have the same purpose to give the beings spiritual training opportunities, and that therefore the further development is not necessarily dependent on the fleshly return to Earth. Indeed, such a return could rather endanger the previous degree of maturity because Earth still harbors too much immature spiritual substances which can exert a bad influence on the souls which failed in earthly life and therefore demanded a new return. A soul desiring to return to Earth will indeed be granted its wish because its will is also free in the kingdom of the beyond and therefore determines its state of soul. However, you humans will then no longer have the desire for Earth as it prevails with you now. You will no longer want to put on the heavy earthly body. Instead, once you have attained even the slightest realization in a spiritual kingdom, you will already be so familiar with the sphere surrounding you that you will make use of it as much as possible and thereby be able to attain a far higher degree of maturity with certainty than you would achieve by going back to Earth. I can only tell you the same again and again. You have allowed error to creep into the spiritual knowledge which was offered to you as truth by me through your own thinking. You have generalized individual cases, which is why the doctrine of re-embodiment cannot be completely rejected, yet in the way you presented it to me it has developed into a misguided teaching which I will correct again and again so that you don't get lost in an assumption which endangers your ascent development here on Earth, which makes you lukewarm and negligent in your work on yourselves. The cases of a soul's transfer back to Earth are so rare and always particularly well-founded, yet it is wrong to want to make fixed doctrines out of these facts, which only confuse people's thinking and make the soul truth appear doubtful. You humans can achieve an inconceivable amount on Earth. You can attain the highest degree of maturity, the childship to God, during one earthly life. For this I myself died on the cross as the human being Jesus. And my will is always made known to you through my word, and an immeasurable treasure of grace is constantly at your disposal. But anyone who does not take notice of all this and does not strive for spiritual maturity will also irrevocably have to bear the consequences in the spiritual kingdom. Yet through my immense love and mercy he will still be able to ascend if it is his will, for I truly have many schoolhouses in my universe where you can still make up for much but never ever reach the degree of childship to God which makes you my heirs, but which you can only attain on earth. Amen.